Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter on the different avenues of doing good. Different ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, different assortments Allah ta'ala has given us in terms of doing good deeds. So today's hadith, an Abi Dharrin Aidan radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, yusbihu ala kulli sulama min ahadikum sadaqah. فكل تسبيحة صدقة وكل تحميدة صدقة وكل تهليلة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة ويجيء من ذلك ركعتان يركعهما من الضحى رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that every morning charity is due on behalf of every joint of your body. Every morning, charity is due on behalf of every joint of your body. What is meant that every joint that Allah Ta'ala has given us is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person only appreciates this ni'mat of the joints that Allah Ta'ala has given him when pain starts setting into the joints now, person gets arthritis, and now he realizes that what a ni'mat this joint was. All this while his joints were working so nicely, no issues ahead. What a great ni'mat the joint is. When I'm unable to use this joint, I'm unable to move it properly, or sometimes the person breaks his fingers, breaks his hands, breaks his legs, and he doesn't have that joint anymore to use. So now he realized that what great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala had given me, something that I was just taking for granted. I never even pay attention to these joints in my body that Allah Ta'ala has given me. Therefore there's an Arabic saying that an-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat. A ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala, any ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, idha fuqidat, when that ni'mat is lost, then only a person will appreciate that ni'mat. After it's gone, when it's there, it's taken for granted that appreciation is not shown for that ni'mat. And one ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us also is this ni'mat of health. Ni'mat of health that Allah Ta'ala has given us, only once that health is gone, then a person starts appreciating. And what a great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given a person, health. The fact that he doesn't need to be on an oxygen machine, the fact that he doesn't need to be on a dialysis machine all the time, the fact that a person doesn't need to have a ventilator to keep his body running, this is a great, great ni'mat. Another Arabic saying that explains this thing well, that as-sihhatu tajun ala ru'usil as-sihha la ya'rifuhu illa as-saqim. Good health is actually a crown on the body of a healthy person. It is a crown on the body of a healthy person. What? Good health. But who can appreciate this crown? لا يعرفه إلا السقيم. Only that person who is sick, he can appreciate that good health, which is a crown on a person's, in other words, on a person's head. In other words, when a person is sick, now he doesn't have good health, he's in bed, and he can see healthy people moving around, running around. Now he appreciates that what a beautiful crown this good health is on a person's head. So sometimes there are so many ni'mats, or you can see all the time, almost all the time, so many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are just going past, and we don't even regard this to be a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, every morning, charity is due on behalf of every joint of your body. Every tasbih you make, that is glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is charity. Every tahmid you make, every time you say Alhamdulillah, so every time you're saying Subhanallah, this is charity, sadaqah. Every time you say Alhamdulillah, this is sadaqah. It is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you say tahleel, every time you say La ilaha illallah, which is proclaiming the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is charity, this is sadaqah. Every time you say takbir, Allahu Akbar, expressing the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is charity, this is also sadaqah. So here we know that we have to give charity on behalf of the joints of our body. But there are so many different ways now of giving charity. Person saying tasbih, subhanallah, saying tahmid, alhamdulillah, saying takbir, Allahu Akbar, saying tahleel, la ilaha illallah, now he's giving charity. Doesn't mean he has to give money all the time. Yeah, by just saying these things, person now is giving charity. So this is how he's tying up with the chapter we're doing. There's so many different ways there are of doing good deeds. Person can say subhanallah, you can say alhamdulillah, you say Allahu Akbar, you say la ilaha illallah, so all the different ways, or some of the different ways are being shown in this hadith. So every takbir, Allahu Akbar, he says, this is charity. Commanding good is charity, encouraging people to do good is charity, forbidding evil is also charity. However, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made it so easy, that two rakats of salat at mid-morning suffices for all this. In other words, the person reading his duha salah, reading his chas salah, mid-morning salah, two rakats he reads, it suffices for all the charity that's due on the joints of a person's body. In one hadith, it comes with 360 joints in the body. So it suffices for all the joints in a person's body just by reading two rakat, salatul duha, salatul chas, mid-morning salah, approximately halfway between sunrise and zawal, approximately halfway between, person takes out some time and reading two rakat salat, it suffices for all the charity that is due in the joints of a person's body. How easy it is, if it make it a point of taking out time. And once a person makes it a point of taking out time to read this type of salat, his tahajjud salat, his ishraq salat, his chas salat, it happens, it becomes routine after a period of time. Mawla Tanvi rahmatullahi explains that first marhala, the first stage is the stage of mashaqqat. Mashaqqat means it's difficulty. It was not the routine of a person, now he forces himself that let me read this ishraq salat, let me read this duha, this chas salat, let me read this awabin salat, let me read this tahajjud. So the first is mashaqqat. A person now has to put himself through difficulty. And then he mentions, then comes the next marhala, the next stage. After a person pushes himself through this difficulty, comes the stage of adat. It becomes part of his routine of his life now. That he is awake, wakes up with tahajjud, he's reading his ishraq, he reads his chast, he reads his awabin, it becomes part and parcel of his lifestyle, that adat it becomes. The next thing, Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, when a person continues on this, then a person reaches the stage of lazzat, the stage where he starts getting enjoyment in this, starts getting enjoyment. Unfortunately, today a person hasn't even reached the first stage, the stage of mashaqqat, and he says, I'm not getting that enjoyment in my tahajjud, I'm not getting that enjoyment in my tilawat, I'm not. The person has to first pass all these other stages, the first two stages of mashaqqat, and then becoming adat, and then continuing, then Allah Ta'ala gives him that lazzat, that sweetness, in that tahajjud, the sweetness in that qiraat, the sweetness in that salat, sweetness in his optional actions. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for Jummah salah, try and maintain all the etiquettes of Jummah, like having a ghusl, person wearing his good clothes, person applying itar, making miswak, coming early for the Jummah salah. Make it a point also of reciting Suratul Kahf. And encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Also a person should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib, especially the time before Maghrib Salah, to engage in dua. Because ulama of the opinion, it is very likely that duas are answered in this time. As we know, the Jamaat is here in the Masjid also, if there's got any time to take them out, spend some time with the Jamaat, it will be appreciated. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين